KC2WI.
KC2WI, this is KD2FBM. How are you tonight?
Pretty good. Just getting back in the house here from the Boonville Club meeting and unloading some stuff out of the car. I was up in the Adirondacks for a couple days. And I don't know if I missed the net or if nobody did it.
Yeah, it wasn't done tonight. Unfortunately, I was not in a position to be able to do the net control myself. I've been out trying to get some stuff done, and I was just trying to get settled in, too. So kind of in the same shoes, and so I'm just kind of sitting here idle going, I wonder where everybody went to. I forgot you guys had a meeting tonight.
Yeah, well, that might be it, although I was one of the last ones to go, and like I said, I was fiddling around unloading things out of my car for about the past 10-15 minutes, so I don't know. Let's just see. This is KC2WI. Is there anyone who would like to check into the Black River Valley service net? Please call now.
N2PFM in and out tonight. Good evening, Pete.
Okay, George, in and out, yeah. Well, I don't know if you got a fire going tonight. I just decided to start mine a little bit here just to, because I have, haven't had any heat on. I've been gone for a couple days. It's not bad. I didn't expect it to get this warm. I thought it was going to be cold for a couple days, but that's all right with me. Okay, George, 73, this is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for anyone else.
WA to you.
WA to you. Good evening, John.
Yeah, good evening, Pete. George, I don't know what else I had the radio on. I actually had it on scan here. It was over on the other band there. So good evening to you and anyone that's listening. Maybe, I think I heard Kevin James in there. So 50 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir. Had a good day today. A fellow came up, dropped about 3 pieces of 10-foot masting off for the TV antenna project. Let's see. I put up a dual 180-watt floodlight motion detector outside and got that all wired up and all set up, so that'll be kind of nice. We had one up there before and it wasn't working, so it's an easy way to fix it, just buy a new one and put it up there. So got that done, finished with the ceiling light projects on Saturday, got the extensions for those, so that project is done. Had a guy come over today and boy, clean, check the stovepipe. We have yet to get our wood stove going. It hasn't been cold enough for us. And we have a furnace here, so we usually set the threshold fairly low, and it's good to exercise that. At a point I will fill the tank up. It was already full about a week ago, so I will fill it up. It's always nice when something comes up, you have to go away for a weekend. You have to rely on the wood stove, worry about the pipe, so we got that going, and that's all in great shape. Been picking up a lot of stuff outside and putting it away, but today was the motion detector and with the lights, and, the guy came over and did the stove. Boy, he's got a, that's the business to be in, I'll tell you. He, no more climbing on the roof. He had a thing called a Viper with a wooden ball on the end of it. He opened up the front of the stove, and Kathy and I were anticipating a big mess. I remember my father used to take the stovepipe apart. And my parents were alive. My mother would dread it like 3 days ahead of time because it looked like there would be ash and soot and dust and everything. And he was here, besides us chit-chatting, maybe half an hour. Opened up the stove, opened up the damper, went up the pipe. And the stove was a minty. All we had was first level creosote, which is just like dust, and the next one he said is like Captain Crunch, and then the third stage is like gooey kind of a creosote. But he said, well, whatever you're doing is fine. So I was really, really pleased with that. So, but I burned the stove fairly hot, but it's a new one in it. So there was just basically dust. He didn't have to go up on the roof. He put the thing in there. He had a mask on, and he put some stuff down on the floor like a tarp, and had a vacuum cleaner, cleaned out the whole stove and the pipe, so we were really pleased with that. And so maybe the next project will be working on Kathy's super-duper TV antenna, but it was nice out, so I thought, well, I'll put up the new light and the motion detector while it's still reasonable temperatures out there, so that was about it. So, Pete, I'll turn it back over to you. Hope it was a nice turnout for the meeting, and nice, you know, the temperatures haven't been too cold, so that's nice. WATU back to net.
Remember if it was Thursday or Friday, and of course Saturday was NYQP, and I almost, you know, in my times in between operating, I almost took the thing and I was going to actually replace the motherboard and all, you know, do the whole bit, and I don't know, I just didn't. It wasn't efficient. It would have been really good if I could have done it on Saturday and called the customer and said, hey, you know, it's done. But I felt I had to do that Sunday. So it's too bad because Sunday, actually, I was thinking it was going to be a crummy, rainy day, and it was really a pretty nice day, just cold. And but it really would have been nicer to go up to Lake Pleasant and start working. I could have got a lot more done. But I almost went at the end of the day. I took care of that, and I just kind of got to the point where, you know, all of a sudden you just say, oh, that's enough. I just run out of energy, and had I got in the car and gone and not worried about too much, I'd have been up there probably even time for late dinner, but I didn't. I'll just go in the morning. Well, I don't really have to take much. I mean, I'm only going for, you know, whatever. I don't know. I still didn't get out of here. But anyway, it was cold yesterday, but, you know, pretty nice. And I anticipated it to being cold. It was, stars were out at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock or whenever it is we got out of the Hamilton County Club meeting. And but I saw a couple of really fine drops on the windshield. I said, well, I better throw the covers over the snowmobiles I just moved, which was a good thing because it rained pretty hard overnight. But today was warm, and I stayed up late reading a book, so I didn't get up early. And the next thing you know, it's 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, so now I'm hustling to get the things I need to get done before I leave to go to Boonville, you know. Anyway, that's the way the week of the 2 days went. I would have been smarter to not read. I'm reading a book, you know, every time I go home I read a chapter or two or three and try to remember who the heck the characters are and where they are, where last and all that stuff. And I should have just quit one chapter earlier, but I didn't, and it was 1 o'clock in the morning, so. Anyway, that's the long story, but I was out to moving wood and moving snowmobiles out of the way. The guy's going to come down, take a big tree down. He's going to climb it, limit, drop it straight down. And so we needed to get some things out of the way. Had a boat that was underneath it and stuff like that. So that's the long story. Anyway, this is KC2WI, and this is the Lewis County Roundtable, and we're looking for any additional check-ins. Over. KC2WI, net control for the Black River Valley Service, net, looking for check-ins, over. Well, I'm hearing none. I guess everybody is off doing something, or when they got home from the meeting they didn't think to turn on the radio or whatever. But had a nice meeting, and after the meeting we went downstairs and looked at the Lego robots that that they're doing there with the kids, and the club voted to give a sponsorship for them to do the go to the competition. It's really quite, you know, I think it's a pretty sophisticated stuff for young kids. Joanne was describing, you know, how you got to program them, and they got to do certain tasks, and they have sensors, color, this, that, and the other thing on the table. It's a layout kind of thing, but, you know, they have to calculate, you know, how many rotations of the wheel to get from here to there, right? All the stuff where you sat there in grade school or middle school or high school and said, what is this stuff good for? I'm never going to use this. And here it is, you know, they're doing this with pretty young kids, stuff that they're going to know when they get to, you know, the higher grades. They're already going to know this stuff, and they're going to know programming. They're using LabVIEW, which is a commercial, you know, used for PLC programming and all that. It's pretty cool. KC2WI. And again, we'll make this the last call for check-ins, comments, or questions for the Black River Valley Service Net. Over.
N2KKL, good evening.
WAQ with comment.
Okay, let me get your comment first there, John, since it's probably relevant to what I was talking about.
That's amazing. Good evening to Pauline there. The Arduino controllers, they made the popularity, and people are doing a lot of stuff with them, you know, for controlling homes and environmental things, and it's kind of neat. I lost the gist of what I was talking about when I talked about the stovepipe. The reason I mentioned that is, and I'm glad I had no problem, the cost was $149, and I could have had another guy come over for $130, but he was booked until December, and he would have had to take the whole stovepipe. But my thought was, you know, Bob came in and he put down the tarp and he got everything done, and I'm glad there was no mess. But it was a quick $149.15. I went upstairs for a couple minutes, came back down, and it was all done. I said, "That's it." He goes, "Nope, that's it. I'm going to go out and check, make sure the cap's okay outside." That's the business to be in, Pete. Fiberglass flexible tube with a wooden ball on the end, and there you go. $149. So he was on his way over to the town of Ohio. He had a couple more people. So in a day, not a whole lot of head straining going on with that, you know. Pretty basic. WATU, back to that.
Yeah, okay, John. Well, you know what? You're paying for the expertise. You know, I mean, in the same thing in my business, you know, it's not that maybe you couldn't have done it or you couldn't have gotten it cheaper, but you're paying for the expertise, and, you know, I'm sure all his jobs aren't quite that easy. There's some liability there. I don't really have that. You know, I suppose somebody could, you know, get upset about something, but, you know, it's not like cleaning the chimney. But, And I don't know if that's the flat rate or what he charges based on the installation, if it's really complicated or, you know, travel and all that stuff. But, yeah, like you say, it's not a real high-pressure, difficult thing, I don't think, but you're right. All right, N2KKL, go ahead, Pauline.
Oh, N2KKL, good evening, all. Sorry I'm late, I was on another net, but just wanted to say howdy to y'all. We had a pretty nice day here once it got going. 73N2KKL, back to net.
Yep, okay, Pauline, thanks for checking in. 73, we'll talk to you later, maybe hear you on HF somewhere. And again, this is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. And looking for... I heard someone key up there, but no audio. If there's someone trying to check in, go ahead.
Yeah, Pete, forgive me. That was probably my Echolink connection. Sometimes it gets a little flaky. KD2 FPM back to net control.
Okay, no problem. Well, it was 62 in my 61 or 62 in the house when I came in here, and it's 55 outside. So made a little fire. I gotta have to make myself or buy, and I probably have to make it because it's an oddball stove. A little screen here so I can leave the door open, and usually it's okay, but every once in a while you get something that'll pop out past the non-flammable surround here, and never caught anything on fire, but once or twice it's come close to melting a little bit of the linoleum or something, and so it's kind of nice to have an actual fire that you can look at. All right. Well, John, my stove here, I never have any creosote problem. I usually burn pretty dry wood, but I do choke it right down, because if I don't, if I don't choke it right down overnight, it'll be out one way or the other, and also it just gets way too hot. But I have a straight shot. I got three sections of insulated, double wall pipe from the ceiling up to above the roof, and I've got, I think they're 4 feet, maybe, two sections of regular stove pipe, and the roof, the back roof here, the addition is a gentle enough slope that I can walk up it, so I walk up and take the cap off, take my chimney brush with two sections of fiberglass rod, up and down a few times, close it back up, come inside, take the baffle out, the recirculating baffle or whatever you call it. If I'm smart, I take that out first. And take shovel and take, a couple small shovelfuls of the crinkly stuff. It's never too much. It never gets real gooey. And I'm good. So I'll probably burn it, and I cleaned it out in the spring, I'm sure. And I'll try to time it right so that I have a lot of these little fires in the falls and stuff. And then, hopefully before we get permanent snow on the roof, I'll get up there in late November or December, usually it doesn't really stay on the roof for a while. You always get a sunny day, warm day. And I'll probably clean it once. And then, depending on the winter, if you get a thaw and sun and rain and whatever, roof gets clear, I'll go up there in the middle of the winter and do it. And if not, I don't really worry about it too much until March or whatever. So I don't have too much problem with the wood stove here. It's just a pain to lug the wood and split the wood and all that. But it's nice. I like the wood heat. Anyway, this is KC2WI. I will make this the last call for check-ins or comments for the Black River Valley Service. Net, over. Okay, hearing none. I'll now close the Black River Valley service net, approximately 9:27 local time, and return a repeater to other amateur use. Thanks everyone who checked in. It's KC2WI73. Out.
This is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. And Pete, thanks for picking up the net tonight. It was really cool. All right, 7-3. Hopefully I'll catch you guys tomorrow night. KD2FPM is clear.
KC2WI, WAT just for a minute. WAT, clear. Thank you.
KA2000Z, Cleveland Area County. Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. With or without traffic, all stations are welcome. And please wait till the tail drops on your repeater, so hopefully the Rochester repeater will quiet down. Stations come in, please. AOW, good evening, Bob. Thank you for checking in. Any other stations, with or without traffic, pass through the tail box. Oh, try one more time here tonight. Are there any other stations that would like to check in, with or without traffic? 4 out of 10, after your tail drops, please. Nothing else here. Thank you all for Bob for checking in. Much appreciated. 7-3s, have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2000, that's it.